Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Trap, let me ask you this. You said ARKG was like one of your top picks. And that was interesting because I'm in ARKG and it hasn't really performed well in the last like 6 months or so. So why are you bullish on ARKG, which is a biotech ARK ETF for anybody that's not familiar with that? Why are you bullish on that?
So because and when it said that, it was because I like, so the ARK fund itself is heavy Tesla, right? So I understand that Kathy loves Tesla. And because I own so many shares of Tesla, I'm already there. But when you look at the ARKG, it's actually the only ARK fund that is 100% different from all the other ones,
yeah.
Right? It has nothing similar. So it is risky. She took balanced risk in the ARKG, right? And when we look at it actually outperformed, if I can correctly see it, it outperformed ARKK, not by much, but just a tad bit. What held it back a little bit was Teladoc, because it just now started kind of getting in the bubble. But I just love the idea of how the ARKG performed. It wasn't nothing real crazy out of the box, because I do believe that Kathy is a great fund manager. Let me say that. One of the reasons why I do love her is because she thinks future, right? And I think that's what hurts a lot of fund managers. What we don't understand is fund managers typically are measuring themselves against their peers, right? They aren't measuring themselves against having great picks, because what happens is if you're measuring yourself against your peers and your peers are outperforming you, then you typically copy what your peers are doing because you don't want to lose clientele. Right. You don't want to lose that. And because the people inside the fund are applying pressure to the fund manager. Right. And so for me, what happened with ARKK and the rest of them, Kathy was futuristic in saying, I love Tesla. Right. She understood the dynamics around that business. She understood it wasn't just a car business. It was essentially going to be a storage business for fuel. She understood the long-term premises of what this company was going to be. The thing about that is, once that plays out, which I think it has with Tesla, not saying Tesla doesn't have a ton of growth, but the premise on why she made that investment played out, right? And so it played out exactly how she wanted it to play out. And then with ARKG, I think she has the same premise in Teladoc and some of those other businesses in there that haven't played out just yet. Mm-hmm. So I think in the next year or two, it will continuously grow. But I think in a year or two, you'll see it do for her like Tesla did with ARKK. That's just my bullish thesis on it.
Yeah, when I saw it, and shouting myself, we both are in ARKG, and like you said, it hasn't performed. But I was thinking, you know what? Maybe the time we got in wasn't the right time, and that's okay. That's a learning lesson, and you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a learning lesson. And people should know that. Like we're not hitting home runs every time we go to bat, right? Like sometimes we strike out, sometimes we hit singles, and those are one of the times that we struck out, but we're still in the game. So it was a learning lesson. One of the things you said is that you have a lot of shares of Tesla. And I know Ian has given out Tesla prices, and maybe he'll give out one today. We'll see. But we know that it's 30. Well. Yeah, we know that it's 30% down since its January highs. Are we averaging down on that, or what do we? What's the play on Tesla? Because that is like that, and Apple is like the number one question that people ask me every 100%. Time.
100%. So one of the things that I do with Tesla is I look at when I got in. Right. So you look at when you got in the stock again. I understood the value of it when I got in it. So I think I got in. I got in it multiple times.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's your average price?
Right now, if I looked at my portfolio, I think we at around 325.
Yeah,
yep. 325 will be our price. So one of the things I did was I got back in. I shouldn't have, but I was appreciative of it. I got back in around 425, right? And it ran up a little bit, so I stayed there. Now, depending on when you got in it, you should be doing that. So because it's come down, like you said, 30%, you should have gotten it two more times. If you went against what we said and you got it at a bad price, you then had two more opportunities to jump inside of Tesla. We always average down, but Ian likes to dollar cost average. And let me say this, every investor has a investor identity.
Yeah.
Right? An investor identity. There's more than one way to go hunting, right? I might like to use the chopper, right? Ian might like to use the 45 with the extended. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm cool with that. Right. So everyone has an investing philosophy. What happens is what make you a great investor is even when things go against what you think it can do, you can stick to your philosophy.
Absolutely. Right?
That's what makes you a great investor. Mm-hmm. Like when you feel Phil Knight or Phil Jackson didn't go away from the triangle offense, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It was the offense that we gonna run.
Yep.
Right. He didn't go away from the triangle offense. What happens is when your investing philosophy isn't working for you, you switch philosophies.
You got to start all over.
Now you got to start all over again. What happens with your philosophy should be this. If something isn't going wrong, one, is it the philosophy or is it me? Right? Did I stick to the script? Do you have an investing journal? I've heard Ian tell y'all a million times that. You should be writing down your trades and your investments, what went wrong, what's not going wrong. You have to identify your investing identity to keep you going. So Troy, yes, we are averaging down. For me, I'm good at a standstill because I don't want to bring my prices further down with the end. What happens for me is once I get in at a price, once I start averaging down too high, I now bring my cost basis up. I don't like bringing my cost basis up. So yeah, Troy, to answer that.
Yeah, as far as that price for Tesla, $534.57 is a decent spot to get in. If you have it above that, you got in too high, to be honest. And if we ever drop back to 502.44, that would be a decent area to buy. ARKG 71.32. And then also to tie back into last week's episode, if you go look at the Binner cycle, if you can time with that methodology to when we should have the next recession, that will tell you about how long genomics play out. During a recession, you want to lean heavy on tech, genomics, biotech, but go do your history and research to see what cycles up, and then in boom markets, certain categories or sectors do well. The truth is, like, you guys may just be buying at bad prices, so it may not be putting enough time in. But once you, like you said, once you have a methodology that works, I don't care if Buffett and Peter Thiel at the same time told me, hey, you got to change your crystal ball. I'm like, man, you go straight to hell. Right. This should work too well. You see it glowing in the back, right? That's the actual crystal ball. Once you have your methodology, this is when you know you have it. You don't listen to anybody else and you don't care what anyone else has to say. You're so locked in on what you're doing. You know, what anyone else does almost doesn't matter.
I will say during these type of times, two things you should look for is relatable growth and scalable growth, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Relatable growth and scalable growth is companies that can grow not only just earnings per share, but that can actually scale the business. So some businesses can scale in times like this.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.